Hello and welcome to the UFO Casters Captain Scarlet, episode 30, Inferno. So this episode of Captain Scarlet shares its name with an episode of Doctor Who, well, two actually, or an episode and a story. Episode 4 of The Romans and John Pertwee's fourth story. And both of those are infinitely superior to this. I did not enjoy this episode. This is the last of the ones that I don't remember much about. And having watched it again, I think in this case my brain was just trying to save me from the awfulness of it. Okay, I like the space stuff. That's interesting. It's an interesting insight into the world. There's space missions that go to blow stuff up. That was quite nice. And the rocket, I think, I haven't done my research, but I think it reappears in Doctor Who Frontier in Space as the Ogron ship, or at least bits of it do. For some reason, everything in this episode that's a model looks more like a model than most episodes of Captain Scarlet. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's the lighting, the way it's been shot. Yeah, the plant that's the Mr. on Target looks very much like a model. There's just lots of little things, and I don't know. It's am I being picky because I didn't like it? You know, Captain Scarlet and Captain Blue share a vantage point and get to take turns on watch. Captain Magenta and Captain Oka don't, and then they're not. They're there, but they don't play a part. You're like, you've sort of wasted that opportunity. The whole like the Mistrons need some kind of homing device for the rocket to home in on. Like, why? And also, with that little time to go, the physics of the situation mean that destroying the homing device is not going to stop the rocket ploughing into the ground. You know? It's just, at that point, it's gravity, you know? And the whole, like, oh yeah, let's just blow up an Aztec temple thing, and oh, it must be in the... They're just... Oh. And the whole kind of, like, idea of, like, they're in this temple... And Captain Black's there planting this thing. It could be really clever and spooky, and yet he just vanishes once he's done what he's... You know? I think this joins Renegade Rocket and Spectrum Strikes Back as, like, the worst episodes of the series. And I did not expect that when I started this rewatch that Spectrum Strikes Back would hit me so poorly this time round, and that I would then be including this and Renegade Rocket in that select group of three... And potentially reserving the Inquisition, the final episode, to add to that group. We will see in a couple of weeks if that grows on me. But yeah, just poorly plotted, I felt. Yeah, as I said, waste of characters who were kind of like, yeah, Captain Oka and Captain Magenta are going to get to do something. No, no, they're not. Captain Blue in a sleeping bag looks weird. No. What I did appreciate... This was an episode that did attempt to do stuff with moving the puppets under their own steam, which is something that rarely happens in Captain Scarlet. And the whole Captain Black swinging on the thing, that was actually quite effective. You kind of believe that he was like actually hanging up there. At the end, you're like Captain Scarlet, like, we've lost this battle, but the war goes on, and you're like, but the whole thing at the beginning was Colonel White going, this is going to be drastic if this goes wrong. You know? And he's just like, yeah, whatever. All these people are going to not have food or water anymore. I feel like Captain Scarlet shouldn't say things at the end of episodes because he usually says something inane and stupid. I don't think I'm going to bore your ears with my dislike of this episode any further. And we will do the usual things. The episode order, 29 on DVD, so pretty much the same space in the DVD order, and 27 on VHS again. Very similar. It is watched late on in the run. New Mistron powers? None, really. I mean, I would say that, like, using a homing device is a sort of, like, lack of Mistron power. I'm like, why can't they do that? Anyway, without a homing device. Win or loss? This is a loss. This is a definitive failure for Spectrum. And Mistron puppets? Well, weirdly enough, and I suppose this does happen on other occasions, but rarely, that the Mistrons take over the vehicle... And don't duplicate the crew, but they do duplicate their voices somehow, and that tips off the ground crew that there's something up. Which in the end is not a problem because the Mistrons succeed this time, but you feel like, why don't they just duplicate the crew to fly it rather than... And I suppose another positive in the episode's favour is that controls moving on their own under Mistral Control are always spooky, always creepy, and that element of the episode was done well. So, and it was nice to be in space again. I will say that, like, the spacey stuff, good. Earthy stuff, not so good. I guess, like Noose of Ice, this could have. It's one of these ones where you watch it and you go, "This could have been better." I'm not sure how Renegade Rocket or Spectrum Strikes Back could have been better. These could have been better. That's perhaps why I'm less forgiving. So I will see you next time with Attack on Cloud Base, which, by recollection, is one of my favourite episodes of the whole show. Looking forward to reviewing that for you next time, and then we will close out with The Inquisition in a couple of weeks, and I will tell you whether it's as disappointing as I remember it being. So, see you soon.